We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
You are so quick, man. You eat so fast. Hey, take it easy, huh? Slow.
Hello, kind-hearted viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Douai, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachitá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachitá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Shla Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company. Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotos on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones.
We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations allocates $84 million to provide much-needed assistance around the globe. Australian researchers find that increasing the amount of walking decreases the chances of diabetes. In environmental news, a Formosan or Taiwanese documentary on the production of leather shoes reveals their true heavy cost. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March the 3rd, is the National Day of Bulgaria, observing the restoration of the Bulgarian state in 1878. This southeastern European country, between Romania and Turkey, has an outstanding variety of scenery, including picturesque mountains and tranquil Black Sea locales. Bulgaria's ancient city of Nesebe is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site. It is an exceptional example of the influences of many civilizations, such as archaeological structures from the 2nd millennium BCE, remnants of a Greek Black Sea colony, and seven preserved churches from the Middle Ages. The majestic Pirin National Park and Srebarna Nature Reserve, which is home to numerous rare and endangered species of birds, are among other World Heritage Sites. We wish the residents of Bulgaria a festive National Day.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from New Zealand. On Tuesday, March 1st, citizens across the nation joined in bowing their heads for 2 minutes in silence at 12:51 p.m. to mourn the lives lost when the 6.3 quake devastated Christchurch, New Zealand, at exactly this time 1 week ago. As the confirmed death toll rose to at least 159 on March 2nd, the city center remained inaccessible, with rescuers continuing the search for many still missing, as Prime Minister John Key said that one-third of the commercial buildings would need to be demolished in what could be a 15-year process to rebuild Christchurch.
Immediately after the initial quake, Supreme Master Qinghai donated 27,000 New Zealand dollars for emergency needs. With tearful prayers and all her love, she requested that our association members please go render whatever help was needed and to bring comfort to the afflicted. Covering their own travel and related expenses of 5,000 New Zealand dollars, our association members from across New Zealand traveled to Christchurch.
This is Supreme Master TV's reporting from Christchurch, New Zealand. We're here in the eastern suburb of New Brighton in a temporary supply facility where supplies are being brought in by helicopter from outside the city. The eastern suburbs where the area was particularly hit have had roads closed and shops and markets have been shut down or destroyed. We are now supplying warm vegan food to people in this relief centre. We will continue to provide warm food and necessary supplies throughout the coming days. Doing some coordination for the project. Andy, could you tell us a little bit about what's happening here?
Right. So, New Brighton area got hit particularly hard with the earthquake, and 95% of homes were knocked out of water and power. So what we have set up is a centre which organises food distribution, and people can come in and get their needs met practically with the food items to look after their households. And then the second site is a care centre cafe, which is dealing with immediate food, which is what we're so grateful that you're offering. And you're able to allow us to, people can come down and just get over the trauma of the earthquake and what's happened to their homes and the stress on their families, and have a hot meal.
Many relief recipients expressed their appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's unconditional relief in serving hundreds of warm, healthy vegan meals each day. One person said she became vegetarian after reading about Supreme Master Qinghai and learning of the many types of delicious vegan foods available to enjoy. People have also been eager to understand how the vegan diet can halt climate change and prevent related disasters.
Just vegetables, please, no meat.
Yep. Okay, no meat here, no meat. No meat, this is vegan.
And I just want to say we're incredibly grateful on behalf of the people of New Brighton for the love that you are sharing with us through your very kind donations and the service of the incredible folk that you've got working here.
You're doing an amazing job, and however long we can support you, we'll be here to provide food and other supplies. So yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're doing.
Thank you very much.
This is Supreme Master TV reporting from Christchurch, New Zealand.
We join in thankfulness for the efforts of Andy, fellow community volunteers, and all other personnel tirelessly working to help the people of Christchurch, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's heartfelt support and the diligent endeavors of our association's relief team. With our condolences for the loss of cherished lives, we pray that this beautiful city may quickly be restored to daily regularity as humanity's increased care for all beings helps ensure the stability of the ecosphere.
Wildfires spread across Texas and Florida, USA. On Sunday, February 27th, dry conditions and high winds fueled over 70 wildfires that burned more than 136,000 acres in northwestern Texas. The most affected counties were Randall, Potter, and Motley. Almost 80 homes were destroyed by Tuesday in the blazes, which also claimed the life of a 5-year-old girl who succumbed in one of the many traffic accidents that occurred due to low visibility from the thick smoke. Firefighters and other officials evacuated areas where residents were considered to be in danger and also helped save numerous dogs from a kennel where many sadly perished in the quick-spreading flames as they placed animals in their own vehicles and let others run free in an attempt to save as many lives as they could. In the state of Florida, two wildfires consumed over 18,000 acres by Tuesday as hundreds of firefighters and other personnel on the ground and in the air worked continuously to extinguish the flames, with one firefighter who was treated for second-degree facial burns. The Red Cross has been on location providing shelter and necessities to anyone needing evacuation or who might have lost their homes. We earnestly thank the devoted personnel and agencies such as the Red Cross for your efforts to safeguard life and contain the fires. It saddens us to know of the loss of human life, as well as those of many faithful canine companions, and we pray that such devastating events subside through our benevolent efforts toward lives of greater harmony with nature.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Russia to display graphic pictorial warnings on cigarette packs. The nation's health minister, Tatiana Golikova, has announced a new regulation to mandate the tobacco industry's print of large graphic images that depict the true consequences of smoking on cigarette packs. The goal is to discourage smokers from lighting up, especially Russian youths, among whom up to 35% are smokers. The images portray a smoker's yellow teeth, black withered lungs from cancer, fatty deposits in diseased veins, and more. Additionally, in efforts to minimize tobacco-related deaths and reduce the current 44 million smokers in the nation, Russia also plans to increase the price of cigarettes by 5 times. Kudos, Minister Golikova and Russia, for these measures to protect fellow citizens from the harmful detriments of tobacco. May such encouragement and support benefit the Russian people and others worldwide to hasten the day that all can live in smoke-free vitality and health.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Tobacco use kills one person every 6 seconds. Smoking-related costs, $193 billion annually in the United States alone. Depression. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions, harms lung cell DNA that regulates breathing, speeds the aging process, toxic residues of third-hand smoke, heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke,
impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For help quitting, please visit. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Screen legend Annie Girardot remembered. The beloved French film actress passed away at the age of 79 following a decades-long career on the stage and screen that included over 100 movies and 3 prestigious César Awards. With roles in many classic French films such as Les Misérables and The Piano Teacher, Miss Girardot became renowned for her touching and uplifting portrayals of downtrodden women. Among those reflecting the country's sorrow at her loss were French President Nicolas Sarkozy, as well as Culture Minister Frédéric Mitterrand, who stated, "The French cinema is a widow today." Our condolences to the loved ones and worldwide fans of Ms. Annie Girardot, whose star will continue to shine through her films for many years to come. May her soul rest peacefully in the eternal love and comfort of the divine.
Save our planet. Fishing system leads to massive killed and discarded fish. Ministers across the European Union, convening on Tuesday, March 1st, called for the first ever reform in 40 years of a fisheries policy that has resulted in an estimated 1 million tons of fish caught in the North Sea alone being thrown back into the sea each year. This is due to an imposed quota system, which was originally specified by the European Union to protect the fish stock.
However, in part due to fishing methods where giant nets are dragged across the ocean floor, capturing all marine life they encounter, up to two-thirds of the fish caught in some areas are now being discarded, most of them already perished. In addition, unintentionally caught species which do not have quota regulations must also be discarded. In discussing with delegates from European Union member states, Fisheries Commissioner Maria Damanaki says she hopes to introduce a discard ban by 2013. Meanwhile, more than 650,000 signatures have been gathered by advocates in the United Kingdom hoping to stop the practice.
Thank you, Commissioner Damanaki, European Union ministers, and all advocates for your efforts to save precious marine lives. May the day soon come when our friends of the sea can roam the ocean waters freely and safely as we cherish their existence as we would our own.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often addressed the devastating consequences of fishing practices, as during a May 2009 video conference in Togo.
The way we are going now, we are literally emptying the oceans of certain fish, plus tons of other fish caught along with them by accident. The bycatch that are just thrown away. So if those fish are all gone, we will see a catastrophic loss of other marine species as well. The ocean is a miracle. But if we ruin ecosystems through overfishing, this will spell disaster for us. So speaking for the environment, fishing for food is not the answer at all. No animal products at all. That is the best way. We should be vegan.
Save our planet. Rolls-Royce introduces electric car. Unveiled by the prominent British automaker at the Geneva Motor Show on Tuesday, March 1st, the new 102 EX Phantom is the company's first ever electric car and the world's first electric battery vehicle for the ultra-luxury market. The 102 EX Phantom, also called the Phantom Experimental Electric, is currently being tested as an alternative to the original Phantom model's 6.75 liter V12 engine. The new green Phantom contains a 71 kilowatt-hour lithium-ion battery, the largest of its kind in the world, along with twin 145 kilowatt motors that together extend travel to a range of about 125 miles on one charge. With a top speed of 100 miles per hour, the electric Phantom can also accelerate from a stop position to 60 miles per hour in less than 8 seconds. Unique touches on the interior and exterior distinguish the ultra-luxurious electric vehicle from its original patrol-run counterpart, including subtle blue lighting for the Spirit of Ecstasy mascot. Bravo, Rolls-Royce, for advancing the luxury automobile market with this forward-thinking green concept. We look forward to the day that such eco-friendly versions of the classic Phantom and other vehicles are enjoyed on motorways across the globe.
As humanitarian efforts continue on behalf of Libyans and those fleeing the country, Australia pledges $5 million Australian in emergency assistance.
The European Union also votes to triple its aid for Libyan refugees to €10 million, while the UN World Food Programme announces $38 million in emergency assistance for 2.7 million people in Libya, Egypt and Tunisia affected by the Libyan unrest. The UN Refugee Agency, meanwhile, reports that while approximately 140,000 people have arrived in Egypt and Tunisia, some 40,000 are still waiting in Libya.
To help address the growing crisis, European Union Humanitarian Aid Commissioner Kristalina Georgieva has been sent to oversee the United Nations evacuation efforts. With Egyptians making up the vast majority of refugees at the Tunisian border, the United Kingdom has also begun initiating airlifts to bring around 8,000 to safety, while the French government announced a naval ship and several large airliners being sent to assist another 5,000 nationals. The Egyptian government has also been working around the clock to bring citizens home safely, including arranging for more than 50 planes to help with evacuations. Executive Director of the UN World Food Programme, Josette Sheeran, who has been working in the border area, commended the efforts of the Tunisian government to provide food and medical care for the refugees, in spite of the overwhelming conditions, stating, "These people are heroes. What they have done is extraordinary. They are great humanitarians."
Meanwhile, all 192 members of the UN vote to censor Muammar Gaddafi's regime as Libya becomes the first to be removed from the UN Human Rights Council after the government is charged with firing on its own people. As the Libyan Human Rights League reports that approximately 6,000 people have been killed since the protests began, leader Gaddafi responded to the UN decision with the announcement that he is opening doors for an international investigation to ensure an accurate account of events.
As protesters gather in Iran, some are met with tear gas as they march to demand the release of political leaders Mir Hossein Mousavi and Mehdi Karoubi, who are feared imprisoned since their recent disappearance from house arrest. Demonstrators in other countries continue their calls for improved conditions, including Jordan, Croatia, Armenia, Kuwait, Bahrain, and Yemen, where two more deaths are reported.
Save our planet. Australia's western city, Perth, reports a record number of hot summer nights with 15 consecutive evenings where the minimum temperature stayed above 22 degrees Celsius, while the number of summer days above 30 degrees increased to 60.
Warning news. A Canadian researcher's recent review of the medical literature finds that ingestion of the drug marijuana is linked to insufficient response of the male reproductive system, with the drug's active ingredient, cannabis, found to have an antagonizing effect on the receptors that govern proper function.
It's Buna the Fadawala here. I'm a married vegan. No animal products for me. Now, tip of the day for active adults who like to exercise. You can reduce possible muscle soreness by taking ginger. It has anti-inflammatory and analgesic properties. Several studies conducted by universities in the United States demonstrated that ingesting either raw or heated ginger reduced the intensity of muscle pain by approximately 25%. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. And now for the worldwide weather.
In world news, the United Nations allocates $84 million to provide much-needed assistance around the globe. Central Emergency Response Fund, or CERF, will contribute the funding to Somalia, Ethiopia, Chad, Kenya, Central African Republic, or CAR, North Korea, Sri Lanka, Zimbabwe, Burundi, Madagascar, Palestinian territories, Colombia, Djibouti, Iran, and Myanmar, or Burma. It will be given to UN humanitarian agencies, International Organization for Migration, and other institutions to be used to enhance food supplies, improve nutrition and health, and support peace endeavors. Our heartfelt gratitude, United Nations, for your devoted care of brethren. With heaven's blessings, may your kind help bring happier todays and brighter tomorrows for many precious individuals.
In health news, walking more is linked to reduced chance of diabetes. An Australian researcher team at the Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Melbourne monitored almost 600 middle-aged adults for 5 years. They found that those who walked 3,000 steps per day, 5 days a week, had less of a chance of developing diabetes and becoming obese. Published in the British Medical Journal, the study also showed that if those who were sedentary increased their daily steps over 5 years to 10,000, they would have an improvement in insulin sensitivity 3 times that of those walking 3,000 steps a day, 5 days a week. Higher insulin sensitivity allows the body to keep blood glucose in a normal range, as opposed to insulin resistance, which can lead to diabetes. Our thankfulness, participating Australian scientists, for these helpful findings. May vibrant vegan lifestyles lead to flourishing well-being for all. Coming up, a documentary on the making of leather shoes shows the true detrimental cost to the animals and environment. We'll just go for a short walk and be right back. More pleasant news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, improving news for an advancing world. In animal welfare news, a documentary on shoes reveals the need for more benevolent practices. National Taiwan University, or NTU, hosted a screening of My Fancy High Heels by Formosan or Taiwanese director, Ms. Ho Jiaoti, who had a discussion with the audience after the viewing. The film traced the production of brand name high heel shoes and its detrimental impact on humans, our cow co-inhabitants, and the environment. Students had strong responses to the film and expressed their opinions on animal protection and workers' rights. Dr. Chen Yao Wen, associate professor of the College of Public Health of NTU, organized the event and spoke of students' caring reactions.
很多同學談到可能不要用皮草,或者是說我們使用的產品如果它是有不當的勞動條件,或者是很對動物的權益有一些損害的話,那我們是不是應該要去抵制?Also
invited to the gathering was Dr. Li Shangjian, a research associate of the Institute of History and Philology, Academia Sinica in Formosa.
所有關心這個我們 日常生活当中是不是有什么不公平、不公正的地方，所有关心我们的这个环境，关心动物的这个权益的人，我很乐意推荐这部片子给所有的观众。Our
gratitude, Dr. Chang Yao Wen, for organizing the screening of My Fancy High Heels, and also our special appreciation, Ms. Hao Chiaoti, for helping to raise awareness through your film about how our choices affect so many lives. In addition, Dr. Li Shangjian and all who attended, we thank you for your concern for the welfare of humans, our fellow beings, and the planet. May each global citizen adopt a compassionate plant-based diet to ensure a world with peace for all.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Ewe, a language spoken in Ghana, Togo, and Benin. It is entitled $100 Bill.
Nous fions là, nous kata ne ti megbe, sukuvi, nous toi debu o maga dola à la fa de ka, nous fions là, enyo, de ye ne le pepe dem ti miele edima, sukuvi, ao, manotere gadi.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Mike Anderson, the rave diet on healthy living.
Even after a month, but
I have watched Mike Anderson's programs with all my friends. It has changed many lives, and I keep spreading the word. Viewer from United States.
Greetings, health-conscious viewer. Thank you for your enthusiastic note. Mr. Mike Anderson's well-researched and expressed message urging people to return to plant-based foods for optimum well-being is indeed worth sharing. May each individual on our globe soon adopt the earth-saving vegan diet. Our very best wishes and love.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May hearts be filled with joy for the many blessings bestowed upon our world.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Uzbek President Islam Karimov signs a decree declaring a 3-day national holiday in commemoration of Women's Day.
In a series of UN-sponsored reunification talks, Greek Cypriot leader Dimitris Christofias and Turkish Cypriot leader Dervis Eroglu meet to discuss a range of issues intended to increase understanding and agreement on governance and power sharing.
Historic documents, including those from Russia's Tsar Nicholas II and Catherine the Great, are returned to Russia by the U.S. government, restoring a part of the nation's historic treasure.
In a televised speech, South Korean President Lee Myung-bak offers to engage in peaceful and open-minded dialogue with North Korean officials to ease tensions on the peninsula.
Former Canadian Deputy Prime Minister and member of the Queen's Privy Council for Canada, Paul Hellyer, has published a book and is now on a speaking tour to affirm the existence of unidentified flying objects, or UFO, and describe how extraterrestrial technology could benefit humanity.
Demonstrators in Dhaka, Bangladesh, come together to peacefully protest the cruel practice of culling up to 20,000 stray dogs each year, suggesting sterilization as a humane alternative.
Visiting Algeria, Oleg sees her Vietnamese construction minister Nguyen Hong Quang signs agreements with Algerian Minister of Industry, Small and Medium Enterprise and Investment Promotion, Mohamed Ben Maradi, to further the two countries' cooperation in sea transport, housing, and town planning.
With surveys indicating that 72% of the American public wants swifter withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, the U.S. Democratic National Committee adopts a resolution calling for President Barack Obama to withdraw a sizable number no later than July 2011.
Japan's Fund for Poverty Reduction donates $2 million to Nepal to help the government create and implement more effective programs to eliminate malnutrition in children and deliver improved aid to the less fortunate.
Bulgarians celebrate the traditional holiday Baba Marta that marks the beginning of spring as they wear a martinica, a small adornment made of white and red yarn, symbolizing the wish for good health in the coming year.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.